Emergency management officials say 26 homes near Wenatchee Heights at imminent risk for damage from the likely landslide that could happen from unstable soils there. Residents in the homes have been advised to leave. Chelan PUD shutting off power and water to some of those homes, and an adult care home on Squilchuck Road is closed and evacuated. It is literally and figuratively a fluid situation, and there was a public meeting last night at the Beehive Grange to try to get the latest out to folks affected by this. Director of Chelan County Public Works, Eric Pearson, joining us here on Coho 101.1. He was there at the meeting and spoke. Eric, thanks for taking time out to join us this morning.
Sure thing. I also have Rich Magnuson with the Emergency Management.
Perfect. Is Rich there right now?
Yes.
Good morning to you, Rich.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So once again, this is a situation where there are new situations and new details cropping up almost daily here. So in between the last time that we talked early afternoon and this morning, has anything new cropped up, or are we still dealing with the same set of circumstances?
Currently right now, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of answers. We have our geotech firm, Shannon Wilson. They're continuing to research information that Nelson Geotech has from the PUD. We'll be going on site this week to install, mark out some additional information where potentially additional bores. We're also going to be installing survey stakes so that we can actually shoot the slope for topography to track changes and the like. We did just late yesterday afternoon, we got some information back. We went up and there's some monuments in the roadway, actually in the slide area. That last time they were shot was in 2010. And that's typical we do on our monuments, is just for us to actually get a survey point so that we can keep track of them and so forth for right-of-way and for alignment of the roadway. But just so happens that we're also being able to, by doing that, went up there and shot them to see as far as it, how far they may have moved. We do have three monuments in the area, and they're moved, two of them moved about 3.8 feet, roughly downhill, but that's from the span of 2010 to 2016.
All right, so no word on the time frame on when those monuments moved. Part of it was education, I'm sure, for those folks, and part of it was interaction, where they wanted to ask you questions, folks in the area. Was there a common thread for questions that you got from folks out there?
I think, in a whole, yeah, they're frustrated. A lot of the questions they had are the same questions we have that we're trying to get answers to, so we tried to explain to them, you know, the processes that we're going through right now to try to get those answers. So they're concerned, and, you know, I don't blame them. Our big focus right now is just public safety, trying to keep people safe and get them the information they need to make a decision. You know, some, most people have left the area. There's a few people that have still remained. So we're also reaching out. We've partnered with the state. We had some state officials there last night. We're going to try to get some people that have left their homes that are, you know, staying in hotels, and, you know, it's a financial burden on them. See if we can get them some assistance to help them out any way we can.
I know that, for lack of a better term, and correct me on this if I'm wrong, I may be saying this wrong, but folks who build up there, it has been a historically a slide-prone area. However, if you build a home up there, my understanding is you needed, the onus was on you to go to a geotechnical firm and to get, for lack of a better term, a soils clean bill of health, basically an okay from a firm that knows better to say, yep, you can build right here. That's my understanding. So I guess the mystery right now is if we're all assuming that those folks had the geotechnical clean bill of health, as it were, why is this slide happening? Is that basically the crux of the mystery here?
Part of it is that way. They do have a requirement to actually have a geotech report performed prior to building in that area. And right now, you know, what we're seeing is a movement. It's basically due to oversaturation of the soils. Unfortunately, I think what we're seeing is, you know, when we have the wettest recorded winter since in 85 years, in the Wenatchee area, that's what we're starting to see on the slopes and the hillsides of where we have the oversaturated soils. And we're seeing that, unfortunately, in a lot of our roadways as well.
I don't know if anyone asked this, so I'm going to ask it. I know that you said that actions are being taken regarding surveying and trying to figure out the rate of a slide. However, I mean, are there, for lack of a better term, drastic measures that can be taken? I mean, overhead infrared shots of the hill where you can basically see inside the hill and see what's going on there? I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Unfortunately, that sort of technology doesn't necessarily exist, but we are having, we're contracting with a aerial LIDAR firm. What that actually does is it shoots the slope with a laser, and it's a means to actually create a topo map. So rather than us going out there and going and taking the ground shots with our own survey crew, what this allows is a flight, and they'd be able to process it a lot larger area. And from that, in combined with the survey points we're going to have out there, we're going to try to see as far as where it's moving, some of the deflection points. And we're also hopeful that that area may have been flown as part of another exercise by DNR, but we're still reviewing that, and then we'd be able to see what sort of changes they've had since the last time the flight was made.
Quick question, I guess, as far as the continued worries about the stability of the slope, we had an extraordinarily wet February. I mean, it was Bellingham-type weather for a while there. We've had drier weather here in the last couple of weeks, but at this point, regarding the slope stability, is the concern not necessarily what's coming from up in the sky, but what's rolling down the hill as far as melt-off from the upper elevations? Is that a greater concern?
Unfortunately, right now, we can't necessarily tell you the source of the water or the greater concern. Obviously, any sort of moisture that goes onto the slope is not good for it. They have, you know, whether it's groundwater coming down the hillside, and there's also going to be some latent water that takes a while for that February storm to finally make its way out of the soil as well. So some of those shots and some of the boreholes that have already been performed by Nelson Geotech have what's called piezometers, and they measure as far as the amount of where the water table is within the slope. Also from soil sampling, being able to tell as far as the moisture content of the material in the slope as well. So right now, that's what we're doing, is trying to assess, and we have Shannon Wilson on it from the, we're looking at the safety of the hillside. Some of the survey points will be able to monitor if there's any acceleration, if it's starting to move more, and so we can better understand the entire impact and also even the direction, a little better direction than just downhill, you know, as far as which way the slide's moving.
So, for lack of a better term, the plan of action right now is with that LIDAR and with those surveying, try to get some understanding of the direction and slope of where this slope is going, and simply watching and waiting, trying to gain more information so we have less and less variables as we move through this situation. Is that correct?
That's true. And a lot of these points they're putting into, they'll be able to assess as far as the, in what they call in situ stability of the slope. And so when it starts slowing down, or they can start looking at some more data, it should help us in moving forward to the next phase. And that's seeing if there's any feasible solution, mitigation, or something that can be done with it.
Chelan County Public Works Director Eric Pearson, along with Chelan County Emergency Management's Rich Magnuson, joining us here on COHO 101.1. Eric, I'm sure you're getting phone calls every day from folks curious as to what next little nugget of information you may have. What is a reasonable time frame to think of where the county is going to have enough information where you can start Xing out some of these variables? Or is that even an appropriate question?
I think every day that a little bit of information gets us closer to that timeline. Unfortunately, I don't have an exact date, but when we'd have the full answer, what's going on, instability, and so forth. But what I'm hopeful for is as we move through and gain this information, that we'll be able to, like what you say, is kind of check off the little boxes and the questions we have concerning the slope. And When we receive that information, you know, that's when we'll actually disseminate it as well.
Rich Magnuson, you've been awful quiet over there. Want to make sure you get a chance to get a word in. For folks that are concerned, may have questions, or simply just your opportunity to get your word out to them, what would you like to add, anything that we've missed from your end of the deal?
We've just, we expressed last night, our lines are open. We're communicating with them daily. Any questions they have, we've told them to call us. You know, it's frustrating, I know, because we don't have all the answers right now. We're trying to gather that information. And, you know, landslides are tough because you can't predict when a landslide will occur. We can identify the hazard and warn people and get them out of the area, but it's, you know, you just can't put a time and date on it when anything's going to occur. So we're just working with them and trying to be, you know, up there daily, communicate with them and get them the answers that we can provide. So, and then to clarify one thing, there's 26 homes were issued a notice, and those are all the homes that are up in that Whispering Ridge area. Not all of those are in the slide area. There's actually roughly 12 homes that are in the affected area. There's five up on top of on Whispering Ridge Road that are in the identified area, and then seven residents down below on Squilchuck Road that are directly below it. So those are the people that we're really, really concerned with the information we have now. So we're 26 is just a total number of residents that are up in that area that were affected by either, you know, water being shut off, power being shut off, or in the area.
All right, Rich, noted. Eric Pearson, Rich Magnuson joining us here on KOHO 101.1. Thank you so much for the time, gentlemen. We'll talk to you again real soon.